Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Not funny. Not funny at all, Keith Cordero Jr. We're not doing that. 713-780-3776. Let's get Giovanni in here. And Katie, what do you say, Giovanni?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to know your opinion with Djokovic winning the U.S. Open. You know, last year he was banned from participating because of his COVID vaccine stance. Do you think he would have won last year and beat Alcaraz?
Hold on. Wait, hang on, Giovanni, because I do want to talk this U.S. Open, actually. Del, how do I know Giovanni's name?
He called in on a Friday where I was filling in for John and had some not-so-kind words, or actually kind words for the show without John. I guess I'll put it that way.
Huh. An Italian.
And it's one of your people.
Giovanni likes the show better. Hey, you ain't got no haters. You ain't popping.
At least on that Friday. I'm not sure he likes it overall. But
and he was right on that Friday. But, I mean, I'm just saying. I felt like I was disrespectful to John.
Hey, you ain't got no haters. You ain't popping.
Y'all are confusing me with someone else. That was a caller named Giuseppe. And it's very offensive you confuse me with him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There are two.
It was a Giuseppe.
Giuseppe called in and took issue
Giovanni
with John.
Knows the show better than we do.
Huh. Yeah,
I get mixed up with all my Italian names that are calling the show now. Yeah, Giovanni likes you.
Do you think
Giuseppe
we're all the same
hates
person?
You, John.
Well, I can't tell the difference.
Giuseppe, that's a stupid name. So
all Italians sound the same to me.
No, Giuseppe, there ain't no more Giuseppes. Giovanni's, that's my name in Italian accent.
I think Alcaraz.
Me and Giovanni are boys, and you two are trying to separate. You're trying to drive a wedge.
We got to break the Italians apart. They're too strong together.
We are too strong.
I don't think Alcaraz would have beat Djokovic. I think Djokovic is on a mission this time. I think it would have been one hell of a match. I wish I could have
seen Alcaraz beat him at Wimbledon.
Right, but if he had beaten Medvedev and they had played in the finals, I think he was asking who would have
No. He asked last year because Djokovic couldn't come because of the COVID
shot. That's right. That's what he was asking.
Yeah.
Because of the vax. No, I think Djokovic. I don't know that Alcaraz would have been ready.
Djokovic took all that heat, and he's probably right about the vax.
Yeah, no. I mean, the reality is, I get how we move forward. They kept him out last year. I mean, come on, guys. What the hell are you keep? And I understand he's from a different country or whatever, and you have different rules, but you have professional athletes who don't have a vaccine and who didn't get a vaccine who are able to play in your sports. You should have let Djokovic in last year. Here's the Michael Dieter play. Watch how fast he runs around Dieter, the guard who played tackle yesterday. The Texans was just an absolutely atrocious decision to bring in Michael Dieter, a guard who can't move quickly enough to stop a pass rush, and he's got little short T-Rex arms. And when they got Josh Jones at left guard, who is a natural tackle, they could have just bumped him out to right tackle, where he has started before, by the way, and then had, Dieter play a guard. And they took one snap. Dieter came back into the game, but it was not they moved him down inside the guard. So why they did this on this one play that ended up costing a fumble, I have no idea. It's probably the O-line coach's decision. D'Amico was asking a question. We could play the sound, but there's literally... Yeah, I'll let you hear it. This is what D'Amico is starting to really find himself as a head coach. And I say that because he's starting to figure out how to say things without saying anything. Here was a question that was asked about why was Michael Dieter playing right tackle when you had Josh Jones at left guard who plays tackle normally and Dieter plays guard? Why'd you do that, D'Amico?
Yeah, we've moved all those guys around a lot. There have been a lot of moving pieces up front, and we've moved multiple guys that had to play multiple positions. So that's been our way of handling it up front.
You owe us all an apology, and I want it!
Wait, he didn't say anything. No. He said nothing.
That was Brian T. Smith.
That was Brian T.
With the response.
You all saw him. Where did Brian T. Smith go? He left.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah, he's not there. He left somewhere. Do you believe now?
Do you believe?
Do you believe now?
In what?
Do you believe now?
In the Texans. And the Texans' inability to put people in the right position.
Texans. Who do the Texans play this week?
The Colts.
The Colts.
Will the Texans win?
A home game? Is it home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will the Texans win?
They're favored.
Yeah.
They're going to win.
You know what the line is?
They will win. I don't know the line yet. I'd personally make the Texans 2.5.
Will C.J. Stroud throw? Will C.J. throw a touchdown?
I'd make Texans 2.5.
Will C.J. Stroud throw his first touchdown?
Yeah.
Yes.
Less sure, huh? Than the win.
Yeah.
Yes, he will throw his first touchdown to Tank Dell.
Yes, he will throw his first touchdown.
Tank Dell's going to get the first touchdown.
I'm going to go.
How about his first pass completion? You know, that'll be a trivia question. Trivia question.
To himself.
Who was his first NFL pass completion to?
Himself.
C.J. Stroud.
Well, Bryce Young's first touchdown went into the stands, thanks to Hayden Hurst.
Oh, he did. He threw it into the...
Hayden Hurst had to go on Twitter and tell people, I know I lost my mind for a second and threw it up there, but they did throw it back, so turn it down about 30%. Leave me alone.
Okay, let's get Julian in. Julian, what? What?
The Brock distinctly remembers three Rudy Pooh candy asses doubting me. The Brock just wants to know what you think now. It doesn't matter what you think. We rocked out with our Brock out. We went and made the SmackDown. You guys have a great day.
It's so bad that it makes me laugh.
The terrible Steelers.
I love his commitment to the bit, though.
It's awful.
I respect the commitment to the bit. He doesn't care what you think.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if girls think it's funny or if they just say, I would probably do something with you, except you keep doing this Brock Purdy joke.
I would probably do something.
You keep saying, bang, Niner game, or I might actually do something with you.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Julian is committed.
He's an Uber driver, remember?
I don't know if Julian is the same in real life as he is on this show.
He is. I can guarantee you.
You can't imagine a woman listening to him say, bang, bang. What did he say?
Bang, bang, Niner game.
Bang, bang, Niner game. We have. And going like, you know what? I like that guy. I mean, I don't want to put our intern in the fire, but we have a woman who's an intern out there. I can't imagine if a guy around her was like, bang, bang, Niner gang. He's like,
whoop.
I walked out there to go use the bathroom, and I'm like, I just.
Is that immediately a no if you hear a guy ask her?
I'll ask it off the air.
Bring her in here.
Okay.
Bring her in here. She's U of H Clear Lake. Bring her in here.
In there.
Bring her in here. This she gets her one
okay.
shot on the radio, or maybe two. We'll see. This is not.
What's her name?
What did you ask?
What?
She goes to U of H Clear Lake.
Okay. And a guy, and this guy.
Here come the Twitch numbers.
Okay. Let's see. It's going. Brrr, the perv, they're going to get their perv on.
I'm watching right now.
Let's come on okay. in. Hi.
Abigail, that's right. You're the one that screwed that up. Come in here. Come sit down for a second. We have to ask your opinion on something.
Yeah, not Aristotle. What did I call her last time?
No.
Isabel.
Yeah, he called you Isabel.
Abigail.
It's fine.
No, it's not Abigail. Fine.
No. Let's see Twitch get his perv on.
It's not fine.
Abigail is here.
Ask a question.
So you heard Julian, right? He was
did you
call
just hear the caller about she San wasn't listening to our she may show. Be working on something
We're
else.
Working on Ron's show.
You're working on the other show.
Yes.
Okay, so if a guy, you're
Wait, are
you
not even our intern?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
She's not even our intern.
No, she's Ron's
That's okay.
Intern.
She left that show. He has absolutely no show right now because Abigail's in here with us.
I know.
So, Abigail, if a guy goes, what do you say it? What is it?
He goes, so he's the San Francisco Ford. Are you a sports fan?
I am a sports fan.
Okay.
He's talking to the mic.
So he was, okay. Do you want to be in radio television?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk on the microphone.
Okay.
Now, we're learning here. But we need your expert opinion on this. You're in college at U of H Clear Lake.
Yes.
Okay. And you're a senior, right? If I remember correctly.
Senior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you had a guy who was trying to go out with you and you heard him say, bang, bang, Niners game, bang, bang, Niners gang, rock out with your Brock out. And he's
What the?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So is that immediately okay.
Like, do you feel like that's going to make you less likely to go out with
Yes. Honestly, yes. I would say yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. No, we don't.
Julian, are you listening? This is what we're talking about.
We're sure that you can't get any.
But that's why I respect him. He's committed to the bit.
This
he
is why
can't
I said,
be helping himself by saying this.
It has to be something he only does here, because if he does it in his real life, there's no way
No, he probably does. No.
Honestly, if he said that, then probably.
Yeah.
And he's an Uber driver who's seen a lot of crazy stuff, too.
Right.
Oh, he's an Uber driver, too. Okay.
He's an Uber driver.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Now, do you like him more because he'll drive you around or no?
Honestly, anybody can drive, okay?
Yeah.
So, if I'm being honest here.
Driving is not that big of a deal.
Right. That's some special skill set. He can drive?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got a car?
Yeah, have you seen the way some people drive? It's not that big a deal, John.
True, especially in Houston.
Especially in Houston. Does Julian have paper plates?
Ooh, that's no. maybe.
I don't think he's
an Uber driver. Probably not.
Do you
Uber
see
driver.
How the Twitch numbers are tripled?
I don't look at Twitch.
Because of you, Abigail.
Yeah. Start a
not
Twitch
Isabel,
account.
It's Abigail.
Yes, Abigail.
All right, so Abigail, yeah. So we learned today, what I learned today is that you're not our intern. I thought you were interning for us, and you're not even
it's
our
okay.
intern. So we got you. We pulled you out of your internship
yes.
into our show.
Just
pulling
audio.
You did give us the information that basically we were going
I'm glad
for.
I
which
could
is,
help.
That's not going to help. You or any guys listening?
Should I read some of the comments?
Nope.
No.
Twitch.
No.
I would stop even talking about this.
Stop
if I were
talking
you.
About Twitch at all.
He does
stop it.
He struggles with understanding what he should and shouldn't why, do sometimes.
Why did you have to ask us whether you should? You know you shouldn't,
I'm
right?
Just,
no.
Well,
thank you
yeah,
for your.
Nope. I don't. You're right,
Abigail. Thank you for your
thank
service.
You, thank you.
Thank you very
thank you
much.
For your service. Now get back and do your real internship with Captain Ron. Because I thought you were our intern.
That
thank
is
you,
too
Abigail.
Funny. Twitch, you're gross.
Well,
stop.
Yeah, we know this.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do it. Just can't do it. 913.
It went up 100.
Of course it did. You said a woman's name and it went up. They didn't even know what she looked like. You said a woman's name. Let's
well,
see.
They all learned. Don't say bang, bang, Niners gang. Don't say bang, bang, Texans gang.
Right.
Don't say that, and then don't say rock out with your Brock out.
Don't ever say rock out with your Brock out, ever. I mean, you're gonna put that in the keep it for him.
What?
Everything gets saved, sure.
Smell it with your Snell. I'm trying to think what we can do for Texans with your Dell out.
No,
that Tank Dell, not you.
No, thank
with
you.
Your Stroud out.
Be clear about things.
With your Collins out.
There's nothing there.
With tank your out Will. With your Crank out.
If you want to do that, sure, I guess.
It's got a ring to it. It rhymes, at least.
I think the underrated...
No, it's crank out with your tank
yeah,
out.
Yeah, crank out with your tank out. Oh. I think the underrated part of it was her sly shot at Uber driver. She was like, oh, he's an Uber driver.
Anybody can drive. Yeah. Oh, but also, by the way, also accurate.
No, yeah, anybody can drive.
No, she said, when you told her that Julian was an Uber driver, she said, that makes sense.
What
that
is this
said,
guy?
Bang Bang is calling in. Let's see what Bang Bang has to say. Hey, Bang Bang.
Hey, guys, so number one, I do Uber while I'm not on the road because I'm a truck driver. I'm a hotshot driver. Number two, I'm
genius.
Engaged. And number three, Lance, you are absolutely right. I am just like this.
He's
and
that
just
dude.
To give you a backstory, I'm from Rosenberg, bro, so you know
what?
I don't
oh,
give a
all
how
you people
are you a
49ers are the same.
Guy then?
All you people
this
are the
is
same.
This is version
because
of the
my
dad.
Dad. Listen, yeah. listen, listen. My dad, my late father was a Cowboys fan. And when he passed, well, hold on, let me reverse. One day, like, I was like 8 years old, 9 years old. We beat the Cowboys and I cheered. He said, that's your mother effing team from now on. You do not go back and forth. This is your mother effing team. We ain't got no fair weather fans in this effing family. So I was scared into this. I was scared into this. So now I've been a fan since, man, I'm 36 years old. I've been true to this. I ain't new to this.
Ah, I respect
and,
it,
yeah,
Dad.
I'm just like this.
I respect it. I thought you were from San Francisco.
I respect Daddy for dropping MF on you.
I also respect
multiple
the fan
times,
that it's kind of like you're a real 49ers fan
that
got jumped into fandom where you're too scared like all the other Niner fans. Like, I guess I can't get out now.
Right.
It's like being in a gang being a Niner fan. You ever seen some of the fights at the stadiums? No.
No, thanks.
Niners fans can fight.
Beat it, Julian. Beat it.
Niners fans have been involved in more bathroom fights than I've ever seen in my life.
San Francisco Giant fan, the Battery Chuckers.
Oh.
Yeah, right. There's a reason they got that name. Daryl Hamilton
told
us about that.
Yeah.
Tom, listen, Coors Light, baby. Yesterday was a big, big Coors Light day for everybody that was at Nick's place. We got, I think the number was 288 for 3 hours. You people were amazing. You were keeping Nick's chill, baby. It was a great, great sight to see all those Coors Lights spread out throughout Nick's place, but it's a great thing. And I hope we converted. I know there were some people that were drinking another light beer, and they said, yo, I'll do Coors Light. I hope you went, man, this is so much better. Because it is so much better. This is what we do. This is how we do it with Coors Light. All you need is cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You see those blue mountains. You know them blue mountains. It means your beer is cold. I need you right now to go. When you're going to the store, make sure you pick up a 6-pack, 12-pack case that you always got it ready for your boys when they come over. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Coors Light, keeping Texas chill.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here on the show. If you want to get in, you are more than welcome. Astros, we haven't talked to Astros in how long now? People are listening to this show for the last few hours, and we haven't even mentioned that the Astros win again. Okay, take care of business. The offense looked great again. The offense seems to be back to Ranger neighborhood the way that they hit. And, oh, by the way, okay, so I got Dustin, his sources, said, we need to see Granato get on Dana the way that he gets on Dusty. Okay, I had my thoughts about Dana in the game. It's the worst loss that Dana's had since he's been the coach here. Had all kinds of momentum. You shouldn't be losing a race, okay? Not with the dedication, not with the support that you get versus what they get, not with the money that you have in your program that they don't have. All of the things, you should be better. You should be better than Rice. And Rice was just better on Saturday. They came out. The difference was heart and all of that stuff. I talked about this with Dana. It was a bad game. It was a bad game. I thought his worst loss here. Dusty is a different kind of deal. Dusty, the frustration for me, and I know a lot of fans, is the lineups that Dusty puts out there on a nightly basis. When you're in a pennant race, when there was a possibility that you weren't even going to make the playoffs, and you're running out guys, and you're not putting out the best chance for you to win. That lineup yesterday was the optimum lineup that you could possibly have. When you have a Chaz McCormick.
Well, Friday was close. But we had Maldonado at catcher, and we had.
Right.
We had. But Friday was very, very close. You had Diaz as DH and Maldonado catching.
Okay, so.
But this was
one,
the best.
This one was the best.
Best hitting.
The best hitting. This is the optimal hitting lineup that you could possibly have. Altuve, followed by Pena, followed by Alvarez, Bregman, Tucker, Abreu, Brantley, McCormick, Diaz. This is what it should look like. When Chaz McCormick and his 889 OPS is batting eighth, when Yiner Diaz and his 800 OPS is batting ninth.
And 20, what, three home runs?
843 OPS and 21 home runs.
Okay.
Are you crazy? And then all of a sudden, you get through an 889 and an 843 OPS. And then Altuve's next.
Well, I love the firepower at the back of the lineup. This is really...
It doesn't get any better than that lineup yet.
No, that's as good as you can get offensively. And frankly, I don't know, maybe you lose certain mental stuff defensively with Maldonado not being out there, but Maldonado is frankly not... He doesn't have the arm. I mean, stolen bases are a bigger part of Major League Baseball right now with the new rules in terms of going over to first only twice and with the pitch clock. So... It's important to have a good arm. And Maldonado just does not seem to have the same arm that he's had a couple of years ago. Maybe the jumps are better.
I think the jumps are better.
But then how do you explain Diaz having a higher caught stealing percentage?
Well, no, Diaz has a better arm. He has a gun. There's no question. And he puts it right on the money, what seems like almost every time. Listen, Brian McTaggart put out, did you see the piece that McTaggart put out about their working relationship? Maldonado wanted Diaz right next to him in the locker room, and they talk all the time. They root for each other all the time. He says Diaz is a quiet guy. He's not a vocal person, so he has to get him. He's working on him to get him to be more vocal. But they go over. He's learning the trade. There might be something to what, although Dusty on Friday, you know, talking about Maldonado starting with Javier on the mound, or Thursday with Javier on the mound. You know, I mean, Maldi is going to get him right. Well, no. To me, this thing about catcher ERA, who you catching, okay? If I catch Hunter Brown and you catch Fromber,
yep.
There's a good chance you're going to have a better catcher ERA than I am.
Sure.
The thing about it was, though, is that Yiner's catcher ERA was better than Maldonado's. I don't know if it still is, but for most of the season it had been. But that Maldonado could get Javier right. If the guy ain't throwing well, the guy ain't throwing well.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
And actually, that's
putting too much on Maldonado's plate. That has nothing to do with Maldonado. He can't get him right because there's technical stuff. The ball doesn't have the same movement. Clearly, the release is different. Something else is going on that Maldi's. Why even put that on him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that.
No. And it's putting a little bit too much. It's putting a little bit too much pressure on him. Okay, so Chaz came in and
dove. Isn't Maldi. Had a great hit on Saturday.
He did. Maldonado's been hitting better. Maldonado's
been hitting a lot better.
He's been hitting a lot better in all fairness. And if the pitchers like to throw to him more, then the pitchers like to throw to him more. Jackie says yesterday's lineup should be the lineup. Scores more. More importantly, gives the high leverage relievers more time off.
They're not going to have the versus lefties though. They're not going to have Uncle Mike in the game though. They're not going to hit him against lefties as a starter. So you're going to see Maldonado and maybe Diaz as a DH.
Yeah.
And then Yordan the outfield.
Possibly. I didn't realize Maldonado had started more games than any catcher in the American League. Which is kind of surprising since you do have a guy who could be Rookie of the Year as your backup.
By the way, we didn't talk about Dusty addressed Chandler Rome's article again. Dusty is getting pissed off. He cussed this time. And I don't blame Dusty if Dusty feels like it's unfair. Now, Chandler Rome says he talked to multiple people in the organization. I think something's going on in this organization. And there's a couple things we need to get to. When we come back, we'll do this. When we come back, something doesn't check out with the Astros organization. And there's a story that came out recently that may add fuel to the fire about what's going on behind the scenes with some of the decision-making with the Astros. Obviously, Dusty and Chandler Rome's accounts are very, very different about what's going on with Chas McCormick. So we'll get to that when we come back.
Okay, 928 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about Home Bank. I met Jeff, who is who's the president of the company, and he told me, and this is every bank says this, it's personalized business. Okay, we give you a personal approach. Well, actually, they do. Actually, they do. And here's what he said. He said, listen, there's a lot of banks that aren't lending money right now. What they will do, though, is they'll lend money to their clients that they already have. But they're not going to lend money to people that are not already clients. Well, at Home Bank, they say, yeah, we will. And here's how we do it. We don't bet on industries. We bet on people. And if you're looking for a loan and you're having a hard time out there for a small business loan, and they specialize in small business loans, they really know how to do checking for small business, and they really know how to do business loans for small business. You're looking for a loan out there. Home Bank is the place for you to try. If you haven't tried Home Bank yet, then you need to. Home24bank.com. The number 24. Home24bank.com. They really do this. And Jeff was like, hey, listen, I'm telling you, there's a lot of banks out there that are not going to deal with people that aren't already clients. We will. And we're going to bet on people. We look at the people as opposed to the business and the industry. We look at the people and we get behind them because we believe in them. And this is what's happening all the time. 42 total banking center locations, 5 greater Houston locations, River Oaks, Sugar Land, at Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, and Friendswood. You don't have to be a client. And if you're somebody out there that's got a great idea and you think you can make it work, stop by any Home Bank location or visit home24bank.com. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back to the show. And as always, we like to give you something. Well, we don't do it all the time, but we like to sometimes. And we're going to give you a chance to go see the Cougs. Houston fans have been waiting for this for a long time. Big 12 football. The Cougars will clash with last year's national championship runner-up, the TCU Horned Frogs. It's time to fill up TDECU Stadium by a Cougar Paw package, which includes three games, and you can select TCU as one of your games. You don't get to select Texas. Package is only $66. Get your tickets today. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. We're giving away a pair of tickets to caller 12 at 940, 713-780-3776. Go see your Cougs. Go support them. Home game against TCU, the national championship runner-up. Caller 12 at 940.
Yeah, Jackie's right. It was Hunter Brown on Friday night, the game you went to, that he started Maldi to straighten Brown out. How about that straighten out he got? That straightening out.
Oh, that's right. That was the straightening he did.
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't have said that either way.
No. Chandler Rome wrote a piece about Dana Brown and asked him about the possibility that David Stearns is coming here.
Yeah, people are going to. At first, it was David Sammons and Ken Rosenthal wrote this article.
Okay.
So Chandler's just commenting before Astros fans assume none of it's accurate.
Chandler did. Right. Chandler asked Dana Brown about the possibility of David Stearns, the Milwaukee Brewers president of baseball operations, coming to Houston. Apparently, it's down to Rosenthal and who was the other one?
David Sammons.
David Sammons both claimed that there were two teams.
Yeah.
It's the Mets and the Astros that are vying for Stearns' services here as president of baseball operations.
Will Sammons. By the way,
Will Sammons.
Go ahead.
On Sunday, Brown said Crane has not approached him with the idea of hiring a president of baseball operations, nor has he mentioned any interest in Stearns. In fact, I read these articles and I thought, this is weird to me. If Jim wants to hire a president, I'll be fine. I enjoy being able to go directly to Jim. I've always worked under presidents in my entire career, but I enjoy being able to go to Jim. I think that's a good thing. But if he decides to hire a president, I'd understand it. He's worked under presidents before. David Stearns' name popped up quite a bit when the general manager job was open. And he said no. And he was still under contract. Now, as of a couple of days ago, David Stearns is out there and able to go to another team.
Well, Dana Brown said one of the reasons he came to Houston, he acknowledged it in the article, is that there was not, he did not, one of the things that quote unquote intrigued him while lauding the value of the, was, lauded the value of the direct line between general manager and owner.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's one of the things that brought him here, and now it's getting ready to be taken away. Obviously, Jim Crane hasn't talked to him at all about it. So when I start to add in the fact that Chandler Rome said he spoke with people inside the organization that said Dusty has an issue with – he's doubled down on this, by the way, more than once, that Dusty's got a problem with Chaz McCormick. Dusty – and this time he said it was about his weight. Dusty said, I get him banana pudding from This Is It Soul Food like every other day. I'm bringing. If you think if I had a problem with his weight, I'm bringing him banana pudding, which made me sad because I realized banana pudding's probably heavily caloric. And I mean, I wish.
Well, maybe Dusty's giving it to him and says, hey, you're too fat to play center now.
Maybe you think it's a setup?
It's just Dusty's setting him up to fail.
Maybe it's a setup. You just
so
never
they
know.
So play Dubon.
But I would
There's
say,
a skinny center fielder, Fatso.
I would say Dusty has started him in like now, what, since that came out, I want to say 44 of 52 games in center field or 41 of 52 games, something like that.
Yeah.
That is a lot of starts relative. Well, when Dusty said it, he said it's like one day off a week. Does that sound terrible to you, one day off a week?
When he said it, but of late, it's been less. Chaz McCormick and Yiner Diaz have both been out there less. They didn't play in two of the games against the Yankees, okay? And
well, no, that Dusty said this against the during the Rangers series.
He did.
He played 2 or 3 against the Rangers. Started 2 or 3 against the Rangers. Right.
Right. He did.
And then three.
This... Yeah. He came in and pinch hit and got the home run in the last game.
Yeah.
He didn't start on Saturday against the Padres. Didn't play at all against the Padres.
Started.
He didn't
Friday
play
and Sunday.
In 2 of the games against the Yankees when they could have used him. He didn't play at all in 2 of those games.
Fatty.
And before the Detroit, he didn't play 1 of the games in that series.
Damn near hit 900 OPS.
Can we get Todd Callis to incorporate a new nickname? We've got Tuve, Breggy. We've got
Chazzy Chaz.
No, not Chazzy Chaz. We've got who else gets King Tuck?
Yep.
Can we get Fatso as Chaz's nickname?
Fatty Chaz?
When he hits home run?
It'd be baller if Chaz started calling himself that.
Yeah.
Just like out of almost, making fun of the whole thing. Well, I didn't want to get back into that, but I do want to bring this up. So, obviously, people in the organization, unless you think Chandler Rome is completely making that up, which I don't believe he's doing that. Chandler's talking to somebody who says this. Dusty disagrees. Chandler is going off a report by Ken Rosenthal and Will Salmon that they are looking at hiring David Stearns as president, and Dana Brown hasn't even heard about it. Do you think that there is any issue where Jim Crane is not happy with some of the decisions that are being made on the field level, on the Dusty's decisions, and doesn't think – is there – I don't know. Some of this just, I feel like there's, I don't think Jim Crane wasn't happy with James Click. James Click won a World Series.
Yeah.
I feel like if the right guys are, and we had heard that they traded, one of the reasons they traded Miles Straw was to basically get him out of there so Dusty wasn't playing him. I've heard that behind the scenes. Dusty's winning. Dusty's making decisions that are bearing fruit right now, but there is no guarantee that Dusty will be a long-term guy. I wonder the David Stearns thing, like, does he want to do that in lieu of, maybe this has more to do with Bagwell and Reggie Jackson. Think about that. Like, they're the ones who put him on, Abreu and put him on Montero, although Montero has definitely been better.
It seems like there's somebody in the background that Chandler Rome has got an ear to, maybe a deep throat kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where he's giving him information about the front office that... It's logical. A lot of the things that Chandler Rome is writing is logical, and that people in the organization would be upset with some of the stuff that Dusty's doing. The whole fan base is pretty much frustrated with the majority of the fan. Other than your brother, the majority of the fan base is really upset with a lot of the lineups that Dusty's coming up with.
To completely disagree. There's a ton of Astros fans who are pro Dusty. It's the whole reason I lost my mind whenever Astros Twitter is like, you can't challenge anything ever at all.
Yeah, I don't.
But my brother is a card carrying. He's going to go the other way.
He's a contrarian, and he's a coach.
You think Jeff Van Gundy likes these moves? Yes. Do you think Jeff Van Gundy would tell you that?
No, I tell you what. I'll bet you Jeff Van Gundy's a little frustrated with his lineups.
No way. Yes. Jeff Van Gundy will say, the guy's winning World Series. When did it become a problem with a guy winning World Series, and he's also winning the division again, and he's had these injuries? So you get rid of the manager? What about Christian Javier?
Chaz Fat Cormick? Fat Chazzy?
We're not calling him
Fat Chazmanian.
Not Fat Cormick.
Fat Chazmanian? Chazzy Fatty? Chaz McObese?
Twitch does not need to be your go-to for...
Chaz McFatass?
No. And these are all funny because he's bawling out. The guy's hitting like crazy. Dale, it's not funny.
Fat
Don't laugh.
Chaz,
hit
it
the
is
face.
Funny. Fast chat. Big Fat Chaz. All these are nicknames.
Not Orange Fizz instead of Chaz Fizz.
Chaz McFats. Chaz McRib.
A lot of them work. I don't know if Todd Callis will say any of them.
And he's not. And he's not fat.
Chaz McCombo.
And Chaz, here's the thing. Chaz isn't fat. It's not McCombo. Can you? If Chaz hears this, he's going to be so
McCombo
mad at you.
McCombo might be my favorite.
Chaz Fat Cormick was pretty good, but and here's the thing. Chaz looks like he's in great shape.
No, he's
balling out.
He loves how strong he is.
I know. How is this a thing?
Prince Fielder was strong, too.
No,
he's not the
Prince
same.
Fielder. He's play Prince center Fielder.
Play Prince Fielder. Fielder. My
Who's
gosh.
The guy, the fat guy on the Mets? That
Bartolo Colon?
No, the hitter.
Oh, my God.
Right now, he's
not the Asian guy. The
no,
first,
no,
but,
no.
Yeah.
He's great. I love that guy. Anyway, stop Twitch. Twitch is so mean. The stuff that they said when young Isabel was here. Oh, my goodness.
That's not her name, by the way.
Abigail. When young Abigail was here, somebody called her Isabel, and now all of a sudden that stuck.
That was you. Are you talking about Vogelbach?
Vogelbach. Yeah. I love Vogelbach. Love Vogelbach. Anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, you talk about your patio.
Yeah, Texas Custom Patio is the place. Oh, man, the dew point was low yesterday. It was 61%.
God,
it was.
Dew point.
I mean, I hate to say it,
what the
but
F?
It was a nice day yesterday. It was. That wasn't just what survivable.
Does
survivable.
Have to do with the patio.
I enjoyed it. I had some coffee on my patio last night. I started smoking the ribs at 8 o'clock, and I'm out there enjoying my patio with Texas Custom Patios. And I ended up taking a picture of it. If you want to go to my... go to my Twitter account and just go through my feed. You can go to @LandZerline and you'll see a tweet with the before and after of my patio shot. It's pretty impressive the work that they did. And that was in 2016. They're doing, I don't want to say better stuff there, but I'm sure they have changed and altered some things and some of their design. And you'll be blown away by what they were able to do for my space. They can do the same thing for you. Outdoor kitchens, outdoor patios with the best granite and stone. The workmanship is fantastic. They have the cool columns, fire pits, fireplaces. You've got the island where you can sit and watch games, have the TV right behind the bar area or the kitchen area in your patio. Whatever the design calls for, they can build for you. Maybe multiple televisions with a sweet sound system. That's what they're doing at Texas Custom Patios. They've also built swimming pools. It's so great because it adds value to your life and to your home. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for News of the Weird. Lance, let me ask you this question. Why'd you turn that up? Would you like to be in the Laziest Citizen contest?
Yes.
You would?
You have a chance to win money.
How long do you think people have been lying down in the Laziest Citizen contest?
10 days.
Longer.
20 days.
20 days and counting. And it's 21 or 22 now.
Laziest
yeah, this was posted,
citizen.
Oh, this was posted September. Oh, yeah. No. It's 20 days and counting right now. Would you like to lay down for 20 days and do absolutely nothing?
I basically have with little spells of getting up and doing the show.
Yeah.
I mean, before draft starts, I just try to chill out. I can't play disc golf because it's been too hot, but now it's perfect. No, not perfect, but now I can, so maybe I won't be lazy. Maybe I'll be out of this contest.
Would you have done it during the summer of heat? You would have done this?
Yeah, easy. Easy
yeah.
peasy. $1,070 is the winner. Can you get out of bed? Like, are you allowed to go use the bathroom?
You have to use the bathroom. Oh, if you have a catheter, that's even lazier.
Lazier? That's a bigger commitment.
Yeah, it's a huge commitment. That's a commitment to the bit. Yeah.
What about a...
what?
What about those?
A diaper. You got a diaper.
Then you're supposed to change it. I don't want a diaper. No, I'm not doing this. I'll lose this. That's fine.
I'll throw this one. I'll do it. There's a new study out, guys.
Simply sitting up is a violation of the rules.
I want to hear your thoughts on this. A new study. 49% of Americans fantasize about someone else during sex. Lance, do you fantasize about someone
Absolutely
else?
Absolutely not.
Dell? When you're with Granny, do you fantasize about somebody else?
Raquel Welch.
Betty White.
You fantasize about Betty White? You got it right in front of you.
Well, Betty White's famous. You always go with the famous girl.
Oh, you fantasize about Betty White when you're with Granny.
Because she's famous.
Young Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Well, young Helen
Mirren could get it.
Well, the bit we're doing here, she wouldn't be young.
She wouldn't be young.
It'd be the current Helen Mirren.
Yeah, well, that's
you can fantasize about young Helen Mirren.
No, I'm a star.
You can go granny to granny. Granny to young granny.
The point is, it's old and stars, so I'm a star bleeper, so I'm fantasizing about old Helen Mirren in this case.
He's not committed to the bit.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not.
Americans are overusing laxative because travel and hybrid work is tough on your gut. Do you overuse laxative? You use boo-boo juice.
Only when I was constipated. And by the way, they took it off the market. It's too dangerous. Magnesium citrate.
He would come in here with his boo-boo juice.
Because it worked.
And run to the show.
It worked.
Well, any problems you had.
It's
called boo-boo juice. Great.
And it just went. And immediately shook everything loose.
Yeah. In St. Leonard's, England, police descended on a community space in Britain when local dog walkers mistook a yoga class meditation exercise for a ritual mass murder. Do you feel like yoga classes are ritual mass murders?
No, but hot yoga can get dangerous.
No, I'm not doing that. Have you ever tried it?
I've heard it's brutal.
It's brutal. No one.
They said it's
absolutely
brutal.
Yoga classes anyway are brutal.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
I can't stretch. What are we talking about?
4 in 10 hiring managers say they lie to candidates. I ain't believing that. I think it's way higher than 4 out of 10.
Wait, 4 hiring? Oh, candidates hired to people trying to hire them?
Yeah.
Lie to them? Oh,
that's, absolutely.
That's low.
That's way low.
You mean any lie? It's going to be closer to 60%.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? What was this one? Okay, hold on. I got one here. The Spanish cheese breaks the world record. How much do you think a Spanish cheese went for at auction? World record. A 4.8-pound wheel of cheese.
What's so special about this cheese?
$35,000. It's got to be lower than that.
$32,000. Pretty good. $32,000.
So do I...
Cabrales cheese.
Do
blue
I get
cheese.
To eat the cheese?
And it's blue cheese. You hate it.
Do I get to eat it?
Yeah, you get to eat it.
So, but no, but I'm paying
$32,000.
So if I'm paying $32,000 for cheese,
piece of art. You have to eat it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't resell it. I mean,
no.
Maybe you can.
You're using it in your restaurant.
Actually, you can slice off. Like if it goes bad, it doesn't go bad. You just cut off the bad pieces.
Yeah.
I guess you could. Who got it? Did Mr. Beast buy it?
I don't know if it was Mr. Beast
on one
per
of his
se.
Did Wendy buy it?
Guinness Book of World Records. No, Wendy didn't buy it. She ain't about that blue cheese. The buyer was restaurant owner Ivan Suarez.
He's about to charge a boat.
Yo, my God. You know how much he's charging for that cheese? Holy crap. Don't go to his restaurant. You don't like blue cheese anyway. You ain't buying that.
I'll eat some blue cheese, but I'm not a huge fan.
Have you ever gotten a grenade in the mail instead of your mobile phone?
No.
That happened in León, Mexico. A man in Mexico ordered a smartphone, was flabbergasted when he received a bomb in the mail instead. Do you think that you should send out bombs instead of phones
to
people?
That's not what the story is. The story is the cartel sent him that.
He thinks
he's getting a phone?
No.
Why don't you open up this package, sir?
His smartphone was actually a smart bomb. The aspiring phone owner opened a parcel to reveal that it contained a fragmentation grenade. No, that wasn't sent. It was not sent by the cartel.
Are we sure the cartel didn't find out? Like, no, what are we going to do? What's his name?
His name? They don't have his name.
Does he work for the government?
He's in León.
Did he cross someone he shouldn't have crossed?
That's the problem.
Does he work for the government?
I don't.
Is he a journalist? Is he a judge? he had a cell phone that was supposed to explode? That sounds like a classic cartel move.
It would be a cartel move. We're done. Hope you enjoyed the show. Paul Gallant is next. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. But first,
I want to talk about Underdog Fantasy. It was a good weekend for me, and it can be a good weekend for you. It can be a good night for you. You got Monday Night Football going on, and they will have a daily fantasy draft for you right now at Underdog Fantasy. Right now, go download the app or go to the website itself. And this is what you can do for – I'm just going to give you a Monday Night Football, right? It's going to be a big game for – Aaron Rodgers, I think it's a big game for his wide receiver, Gilbert.
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. There it is. He's going to have a big one, too. But this should be a lot of offense between these two teams, potentially. I can tell you this. Not only are you going to be looking at daily fantasy, where you can match up against three other people and try to pick your best team possible in these matchups, you also have the higher or lower, the pick'em format, where you pick higher or lower for stats that they put out there, like Aaron Rodgers passing or Josh Allen's rushing, for example. And if you go higher or lower, you do it correctly, you are going to win multipliers of whatever your play is. A $20 play can turn into $200 if you pick four correctly. If you pick five, it goes to 20 times your original play. That's the availability, or that's what we're looking at with Underdog Fantasy. Now, use promo code Lance, and you're going to get a deposit on your first deposit. They will match it up to $100 on your first deposit. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of the Norwegian Blue.
A remarkable bird, the Norwegian Blue, isn't it? Beautiful plumage.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.